COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's a disease that is basically caused by the use of tobacco and exposure to dust and fumes, especially when there is indoor air pollution.
Now, WHO predicts that COPD will become the third leading cause of death worldwide by 2030. How did it get this bad?
As you may know, tobacco use is causing this condition, and many people are still smoking. So I think one of the reasons is that COPD affects large segments of the population, and when these people get older, they will suffer from this condition. COPD develops progressively, and as you get older, the condition will affect people more and more. So that's why in the future we expect to have more people suffer from COPD.
How pervasive is COPD among children?
COPD actually affects people when they get in their 40s and 50s and get older, because it takes some time until all these toxins start to affect the lung. But it's true that kids that actually have a lot of infections when they're young, they may be more prone to get COPD when they get older.
Now, you mentioned that smoking or tobacco use is one of the main causes of COPD. And in some low-income countries, children can actually get easy access to cigarettes. What can WHO do to tackle this?
The Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which should be implemented by all the countries, and obviously children should not be allowed to smoke, and governments have their responsibility to really act very aggressively against those kind of situations. And WHO also has is implementing the Empower package, which is a package that a comprehensive package that helps governments to really do good tobacco control. And one of the most important measures is increasing taxes, because if you increase taxes for tobacco products, people, and in particular children, will not be able to afford to buy these cigarettes. So it is estimated that if you increase taxes by 10% of the retail price, the consumption will go down by 4% in high-income countries and about 8% in low-income countries. That's an important measure.
Almost 90% of COPD deaths occur in low-income countries. Why is it so pervasive there?
Because many people, there are basically a lot of people live in low-income countries, I mean, such as India, China, Indonesia, and so on, and a lot of smoking is going on there. So that's why a lot of COPD cases occur in those countries.
What should civil society know about COPD, and what kind of preventive measures that we can take?
Preventive measure number one is don't start smoking. And those who are smoking, they should immediately start with smoking cessation, get advice on how they can stop with that habit. I think that's the most important preventive measure. Obviously, the other one is to try to reduce indoor air pollution. That is a little bit more difficult, because many countries have still a long way to go to improve that situation.
How does WHO strive to help alleviate this disease in the future?
I think the most important one is prevention, and prevention of COPD can be achieved by, again, helping people to stop smoking, or help countries to implement very powerful measures to get tobacco use down. If countries implement that Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, including the Empower package, then we can expect that the situation will improve in the future.